Mike, how challenging has it been to kind of hold everything together with all the injuries? And I know I never use them as an excuse, but it's been pretty telling on your season.
Yeah, it really has, unfortunately, especially the offensive line. Having coached for such a long period of time, never had all five of the guys on injury reserve during the season, and just kind of piecing it back together as we've gone. So that's made it hard, especially when you're transitioning with a new quarterback. Jake Locker came in and had four different centers, and he was hurt himself in the sixth game. So it's made it more interesting, no doubt. And like you said, it's not everyone goes through similar situations. It's just that this year was a little. It's all once when you have a run on one spot, it just makes it a lot harder than when it's spread out more. So that made it, I think, more difficult for the offense to kind of get in gear or the way we thought we'd play most of the year. We just have been a little more inconsistent because I think that's been a big factor in it.
Has the locker room held together?
Pardon?
Has the locker room held together pretty strong? I mean, have the guys kind of just battled through
this? Yeah, I think that's one thing about this group. I think the guys we have here, and I've been here a while, the last couple of years as the head coach, but I think we've got a good group of guys that aren't happy with where we're at. Last year we were 9-7 and missed the playoffs in the last week on a tiebreaker. We thought we could build off that this year. We haven't done that. That's been hard to handle, I think, but like you mentioned earlier about the injuries have been a part of it. But I think we feel we're still building something here that unfortunately is going to take another year to get done. And we have to look at it that way. And, Monday night came out and played well, we felt, and won that game. And this is obviously a huge opportunity for us. Green Bay obviously is, trying to better themselves, their position. They're the one division, and they're trying to, get a week off. So we know this game is important to them also. So it's a great opportunity for us to come in a great environment, with great fans. And we've been there quite a bit, especially we used to come in town for preseason all the time. And so we understand what the great tradition they have there and what they're building there and the fact that they're one of the better teams in the league. So this is a great opportunity for us to come in and play well and see where we're at.
How has Jake Locker developed this year?
I think it's been slow. I mean, this has been his first year as a starter because of getting hurt early in the season. Really, only played, get hurt in week, I guess, after the fourth or fifth game, missing six games. So really, he's only had eight starts. I think that's made it a bit more difficult for him. Obviously, we're real happy with him and how we feel he's going to develop. He just, like the rest of the team. Looks really good and looks a little consistent, looks really good, makes good decisions. And like last week, we didn't have any turnovers, which was a big part why we won the football game because they had five. A week earlier, we had two big interceptions that created 10 points and we lose the game. So I think it's, we're just being consistent as a team and he's part of that, obviously, in his development. But he's eight games in and like I mentioned, the offensive line has been tough because of having four different centers and some of the stuff he's had to deal with. But we're real happy with how he's doing. I think these next couple of weeks will be important for him to play against, especially this game on the road, and play well. So I think he's someone you'll hear a lot about as we go forward.
Hey, Mike, we had Matt here for a while. How has he accepted that kind of role, and how's he handling the mentorship, so to speak, of Jake?
He's been a big reason why I think Jake was ready to play this year and start. Matt's come in, even for me as a head coach, first time head coach last year, he was a huge help to me. The way he took over the team, the type of leader he was. We were 9-7 last year. A lot of that was because of him, what he was able to accomplish in his leadership and, putting the system in with the lockout. He just did a great job helping us last year. So, and he's handled this whole transition well. They have a great relationship, he and Jake. I think he seems to have him like he's his little brother. He helps him on the sidelines. I sit in a lot of the meetings during the week with the quarterbacks. They're very competitive. They're very helpful to each other. I think it's a great relationship. And, like I said, Matt's had to play, six games this year because of injuries. So that's been a big help. And he's been here. So I think it's going to make Jake a much better player. And he's been great about the situation. I know Matt's very competitive. He wants to play. He still can play, but he's handling it very well.
Was Chris Johnson's long run on Monday night kind of a reminder to everybody just how good of a player he can be?
I think it's that feeling that anytime he touches the ball, he's capable of scoring. That's his three. He's had three of them over 80 yards this year. And I know he leads the. I think he's, you know, he's more yard runs than anyone in the history of the league. So he has that kind of home run ability, and which is a good thing, which means it hopefully encourages us to. Every time a play is called, he's getting it, realizing if we do our job up front, receivers, everybody, that we get a chance for this guy to have a home run. But we also got to do a better job on the other handoffs, that we, you know, we make sure we don't have minus runs and we stay efficient in the run game. But yeah, he's still a special football player that still has a lot of juice left in him, and, you know, we're going to need that this weekend.
Mike, who's kind of carried the mantle for you defensively this season?
You know what, we hurt us there again. We talked about the quarterback injury, Colin McCarthy getting hurt in the first field, our team captain, our young middle linebacker. That really hurt us and kind of, I think, set us back a little bit when we start the season. Jason McCourty probably, you know, who obviously got voted our other captain in the corner, I think he's had a really good year for us in that regard, as far as he's had, I think, four or five interceptions now, two last week. He's had some big interceptions in games that we've won. He's kind of become the vocal guy on the defense in the locker room, on the field, that's raised the standard of what they expect, because we're very young on offense, on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, Keem Ayers has really stepped up as a linebacker. Zach Brown, his rookie year, has done a nice job. You know, Derek Morgan, the last 6-7 weeks, I think the defense is really starting to play the way they're capable of. The first part of the season, I thought we struggled for a lot of reasons, but I think the last 6 or 7, you see more of what we thought we'd see all year. They're applying a lot of good pressure. They're winning up front. We have more sacks early than we had last year. We have more interceptions than we had last year. Those things are starting to come together. And this will be a huge test for our young defense to see, you know, how we do against, you know, a great quarterback and some very good receivers and an offense that can put a lot of points on the board, especially at home. So this will be a great challenge for that group, you know, because we have been playing much better on defense these last 4 or 5 weeks.
So these last two games are these games to try to find out what you got on some of your younger guys, or are they just trying to build momentum for next year? I guess how do you go into these games?
Well, combination, because of injury, a lot of young guys are playing, so it's not like we're putting guys in for next year. We're playing to win. Obviously, we want to win this football game. This will be a huge win for our team. But I think we're. No, I think the mindset is that last week was healthy. You know, we needed a win yesterday or Monday. We got that. That gives us a little momentum coming into a very tough place to play and against a very good football team. So, no, we're looking to try to finish with 3 wins in a row, and which we'll build on stuff for the future. But like I said, we want to win now, and we feel we have. We think we're playing at a high level. These guys are playing that way, like we're playing for. You know, we're still in this thing. I mean, that's kind of the attitude. I think when you're in the NFL, I played in a long time. I don't think you can have any other attitude but that, that every game's important, and it doesn't matter what your records are. I've been part of a lot of teams that when I first got in the league were 3-13, 4-12, and, you know, that shouldn't change. When things start on Sunday at noon, none of that should matter. And so I think that's the attitude these guys have taken, and let's go out there and play some great football and see if we can have a big game this weekend.
Mike, you take a look at the Packers. They're a division champion 2 years in a row, you know, not far removed from a Super Bowl. What do you think are the keys to building some consistency like this team has been able to do?
They've stayed healthy for the most part. I mean, the quarterback, as we all know, Rodgers has, been special since the day he's taken over that quarterback position. I think that's where it starts, his leadership. The fact that they know the confidence he brings to that football team, knowing that, what he's capable of doing in any game, no matter what the score is, no matter how things are going, good or bad, he can bring them back and win football games. And being that type of guy, the way he moves around the pocket, buys time, makes great throws. I mean, he's got guys that rally around him. The receivers do a great job getting open, making plays. I mean, And I think when you have that, and they've won and had success, how we were a few years back, I think that's hard to stop. And that's something that they have no matter who they play, and that's the confidence they have. And our defense, you know, obviously I'm very familiar with the Matthews family, and I know how special Clay has been to that program and what he's done as far as making a difference on defense. And that, that's contagious, that energy, to the rest of the defense. And I think you've seen that part. Come alive. Even though the rankings over the years haven't been as great as they like it, they get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, they make plays, they've got turnovers. They're swarming. They play hard physical football, and that's what you want to be. I mean, I'm a good friend of Teddy Thompson. I know Teddy well from playing, being a teammate at Asian. I know that's the kind of team he wants to build there. And Coach McCarthy does a great job. I mean, they're fun to watch on tape because they're good at what they do. And that's why I think it's going to be such a big challenge for the team coming there, especially us, being a young football team and playing a team that, this game means a lot to them and to us.